we are up to Simin Laman Aleph in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mechaber says, "B'Shabbos v'Yontif, osur l'haniach Tefillin." It is osur to wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Why is that? Mipnei shehem atzmam os. Shabbos and Yontif are called an os. The Torah uses the word os hiliolam with regard to Shabbos. With regard to Pesach, it also says os, and all the Yamim Tovim are hukash to Pesach. Therefore, v'im manichim behem, if you're going to wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yontif, which is a different os, hayazilzol os shelahem. If you put a different os on, it's as if you're saying the os of Shabbos and Yontif is not enough for me. So it's considered a zilzal. Not only is Shabbos and Yontif not zman tefillin, but it is usher to wear tefillin because you are showing that the os of Shabbos and Yontif are not enough. Now, with regard to the actual halachas of wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah comes out as follows. If you put tefillin on l'shem mitzvah on Shabbos or Yontif, you are over on Bal Tosif. Since we paskin that Shabbos and Yontif is lav zman tefillin, if you put them on l'shem mitzvah tefillin, then this is the halacha of Bal Tosif, where shelo bezmano bechavona, you are over on Bal Tosif. If you're not putting them on l'shem mitzvah, so the Mishnah Berurah says, not only is there not a Bal Tosif, there's not even a zilzal. This that the Mechaber said that you're mezalzel in the os of Shabbos and Yontif by wearing tefillin, that's only if you do it l'shem mitzvah. But if it's not l'shem mitzvah, then it's not even a zilzal. So what's wrong with wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? It is aser midrabbanan beferhesya. The rabbanan do not allow you to wear it beferhesya, but betzina, on your own, the halacha would be, really, that even on Shabbos and Yontif, as long as your kavan is shelo l'shem mitzvah, it's going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are machmirim, that it's only mutter to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif if that's the only way of getting them away from a makam bizoyon. If they're sitting somewhere where there is a bizoyon to the tefillin, you're allowed to put them on to, in order to wear them away, in order to carry them away from there. But otherwise not. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that many hold that the tefillin are actually muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif. He says, lemaisa, that you should be machmir, unless, once again, they're in a place that they're a bizayin, and then you're allowed to lift it and put it into a place that is not a bizayin. Siv beis. Now the Mechaber says, b'chol amoed gam kein osur lohaniach tefillin. This is the Mechaber shita, that chol amoed, it is osur to wear tefillin. Even Chol HaMoed is an os. Why is that? Chol HaMoed Pesach because you eat matzah, Chol HaMoed Sukkah because you eat in the Sukkah. These are mitzvahs d'oraisa on the Yontif, and they are an os for the Yontif itself. So the Mechaber Shita is, it is osur to put on tefillin l'shem mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah disagrees. Hagavi yesh omen shechol HaMoed chayovin b'tefillah, v'cheinogi mechol glilos elu. The Ramah says that our minhag is to wear tefillin, the Ramah says that the minig is to wear tefillin and make a bracha on them. You just don't make the bracha out loud. Now, lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Gra argues with the Ramah and follows the Mechaber Shita that one does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. With regard to those who do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Berurah follows the Taz that they should not make a bracha. He says that they should not make a bracha since there are those who hold, including the Gra, that the halacha is like the Mechaber, that Chol HaMoed is not zman tefillin. Therefore, one who does put on tefillin because of his minhag should not make a bracha. Furthermore, in one shul, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not have two minhagim. First of all, the shul itself should stick to its minhag and not change. In a place where the minhag is to wear tefillin, then people who ordinarily don't would still have to put on tefillin, obviously without a bracha. In a shul where people don't wear tefillin, then even someone who would ordinarily wear tefillin Chol HaMoed should not be putting tefillin on. So that you don't wear tefillin if the minhag is not to, you do wear tefillin where the minhag is to, even though your minhag is not to. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that when someone does wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the minhag, he should make a tenai. The Mishnah Berurah holds that he should say, if Chol HaMoed is zman tefillin, I want to be yotze. And if not, I am wearing this shelo l'shem mitzvah tefillin. This way, according to the Mechaber and the Gra, the person will be avoiding an isser of Bal Tosif. Because remember, according to the Mechaber, it is usher to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Gra is following him. as a result of that, even people who do have the minhag of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed should do so in a way that there's no chashash of Bal Tosif. Namely, they should make their tnai that just in case Chol HaMoed is lav zman tefillin, they're not putting it on l'shem mitzvah.